see who haven't gotten tired of me, and they don't know that you don't feel the way that I do. We can laugh and smoke and drink, and that'll give me time to think about the way I was before I met you. Because the people around here are to think a coward runs away. Me, I'm more afraid of seeing your face than anything they'll say. Oh, maybe someday I will hear your name and not feel so ashamed. I won't be alone. I will walk right up to you and say, is everything okay?
Britannia, Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip, Britons ever, ever, ever shall be hip, hip, hip,
listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was our good buddy Dan with Blood on the Saddle, that fantastic show. Thanks, Dan. Now it's time for Chips with Everything, which is a British music show. I'm your host, Quentin, and my buddy Dave is here.
Hey, hey.
Fantastico. Hello. Did you go to church today?
In a manner of speaking.
Oh, yeah? Me too.
Yeah.
What did church involve for you?
Dim sum.
Right on. For me, it was traveling for 45 minutes in a bus listening to Andrew WK.
Well, that's a form of worship there.
Hey, listeners, what's your form of church? 604-822-2487. We have another friend with us in the studio today. Hi, Baz.
Hi.
Are you the music expert today? I forgot why you're here.
Well, he's actually our religion expert for the day.
Yeah, my church was a movie theater, which had a movie called Circumcise Me.
Oh?
Yeah, Circumcise Me. You get
it. Oh, that's a tradition of many religions.
Yeah, yeah. So what it means is that you, like Spurlock's movie, right? You get circumcised every day for a month. You do nothing but get circumcised. Isn't that what the base of the movie was?
Right, right. And he was basically a fetishist.
So you feel redeemed?
Let's see. He was a Catholic who converted.
Yeah.
And made a laughumentary about it?
Yeah, it's not bad, actually. Yeah. Followed by a seemingly gay but claimingly heterosexual stand-up comic who was sitting down. And
yeah, who was sitting down. That was the funniest part.
Okay, we'll return to this at great length later on in the show.
Yeah, good. So, speaking of the show, what do you got for music?
This is the British Music Show, and we play music from as many different facets of British culture as the is it hegemony?
Yeah, will allow us.
Of CITR structure will allow us. And with that in mind, I think we've got a great show. Good. And we have tons of guests.
Yeah,
we've got people in the studio. Are you guys going to shout or something? We're going to do the zoo format.
Yeah, of course.
Hey. Hegemony.
Hegemony says the intellectual. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Like
it's good that we brought our religious expert today.
It's true.
Okay, let's chill out to some tunage.
What is
this? This is Lord Sitar with, obviously the song is, the title is obvious.
Thank you.
Okay, it's 14 minutes past 5. CITR 101.9. Chips with Everything, the British music show. That was the Close Lobsters, who were a band from the mid to late 80s from Paisley in Scotland. New compilation of their stuff out called Forever Until Victory. That song was called Let's Make Some Plans, which originally came out on Fire label in 1987. Before that, it was Mikachu and the Shapes. Who are kind of good in I opened this show with the Unholy Trinity, who are a three-piece rock and roll garage band. That album is called Rise to the Occasion. It came out in 1984. Hey, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, of course.
Talk about information.
Yeah, you're just pumping it, man. That's wonderful. You know, but it's what's more amazing to me is that there wasn't anything of 272 beats per minute, you know, in the whole set.
There's actually there's very little happy hardcore, breakcore, death would smash core, yeah, nothing like that today, as far as I can remember.
But will there be any wonderful Canadian music?
At least 35%, my friend.
Oh, good.
Can you play Dixie's Midnight Runners, Dance Dance?
Probably can, actually.
Good man, it's a good tune.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, we are taking requests today.
I got a request.
Yeah?
Why don't you play some more music?
I will play some more music. I've got plenty of music to play.
Oh, yeah, okay, we're going to talk. All right.
I'm going to introduce our other guest.
Oh, right, yeah.
And maybe even our other guest. Our buddy Eddie has joined us. Hi, Ed.
Hello.
We're really upping the authentic UK content today. Did you hear that glottal stop? Did you hear the dropped H, everyone?
Oh, yeah.
Aye, what do you mean?
Security. Security has been called. Yeah.
How's it going, Ed?
It's going good. It's going good. I was having just a lazy Sunday.
And, yeah.
You know, just sort of droppy.
Breakfast. Coronation Street.
No, I boxed on the Wii. I'm at contender
makes
stage.
Makes a change from weeing on the box.
Exactly. Hey, cheating. But yeah, and I just had a lazy day and I cleaned the house and, you know, bit of a cold.
So let's see. So you
came up here and got, and then.
And then just waffling.
Wait a sec. So you boxed?
Yeah.
On the Wii.
I boxed on the Wii.
You cleaned the house, and you call that a lazy day.
And I was phoned Sweden. I was on the phone for an hour and a half, to the extent I got an earache.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's of course your ears are sore. That's far away, man.
And I've only got small ears. So, yeah, it's more than ears.
Yeah.
CITR 101.9 FM, and it's 26 minutes past 5 o'clock. We're listening to David Bowie's version of White Light, White Heat, the Velvet Underground track, of course. And everyone knows that one, right?
Yeah. Of course, everybody
God,
does.
God, you guys, the least exciting
everybody
zoo
does.
Format
everybody
of
does.
All time.
Everybody
Come on.
Does. Everybody does.
Yeah, thank you. Thank all you. Right. Thank you. and, yeah, you're listening to CITR. It's the British Music Show.
So, Elizabeth, Jesus. So, Emily, what do you think of that?
That was just spiffing, absolutely top-notch.
Yeah, we see we have more English people. We see that the easy use of the expression top-notch.
I know.
Give the game away.
Just throw it in there.
I know, just like that, man. Now, yeah, so we've got how many? We have, like,
There are two Englanders.
Two Englanders and a Scotlander. Right on.
I'll take it no further.
Now, when were you last in England?
Me? Thanks
no,
for asking me.
Okay, yeah, Dave, but... you have to... Yeah, thanks. Stop moving that.
I was asked in England about a week ago, I'd say.
And why?
Why was I...
Are you here to enjoy the wonderful Olympics?
Not just because of that, because I need to experience Canadian life, obviously.
they laugh.
That was good.
That was good?
What's wrong with Canadian life?
As one of the few Canadians...
You better talk into a microphone, Baz.
That was hilarious. Thank you very much.
That's all right.
Why is just that? Me. Are you being ironic?
No.
All right.
Keep going.
The ironic way he talks right. Without using the microphone. It's,
what was the last thing that happened in Cambria?
Cambria.
Oh, excuse
Cambria.
Me. Cambria.
Last thing that happened in Cambria? I don't know. The Stegosaurus, he's died. I think.
Is Cumbria named after
Baz,
Cumbria?
I can't hear you. You got to come close.
Go
either go away or come in.
No, I'm gone. Okay, bye.
It's the Light District.
There we go. Let's listen to some music.
Radio show.
It's brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite. Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
I'm gonna
You're listening to CITR 101.9, and that was Dixie's Midnight Runners, a request. See, you ask, I answer.
Thank you very much, Quint.
I make him grovel.
Thank you.
Thanks. yeah, what do you, can you tell me about Dixie's Midnight Runners? Are you an old fan of them?
Well, back in the day, I think that's 1978. And
did you see them live ever?
No, I didn't. Kevin Rowland's from Wolverhampton, and they were a Midland band, basically.
And you are also a Midland man?
I'm a Midland man, and I love that song, Dance Dance. And
I think, was that their debut single?
Yeah, and then the next one was called Dear Dear, I think.
No, They're
There, My Dear, that's it. See, the Encyclopedia of Pop speaks again.
I know, so true.
Yeah, but
Encyclopedia Pedanticus.
Yeah. But they were a great band, so everybody out there, check out a bit of old Dixie's Midnight Runners.
Thank you, man. Okay, so it's all about everyone's favourite recommendations today. So, Basque, step forward.
No, I want to talk from way back here.
That's fine. Okay,
okay. Yeah, all right.
That's good. Okay, so what's this band that you're suggesting to the record buying public?
Me?
Yeah, I'll tell you what it is. It's It's Hot Head Show, man. That's
There's
it.
There's a boy from Victoria.
You have to shout louder, man.
There's a boy from Victoria who was just invited to go to England this summer to play with this band. And his name is Vaughn.
His name is Vaughn. So he went all the way from Victoria to London, United Kingdom, to play with Hot Head Show. Mm-hmm. What does he play?
He plays the bass.
Okay.
How do you know him?
Oh, that's a long story. Let's just hear the music.
Okay. Your wish is my command. Let's see.
Till I saw your sandwich. Let me eat, now I could. I didn't come for the canapés, but damn, they look good. I was perfectly happy with the Tesco value coffee. Now that shit'll never taste the same. What a shame. What a shame. What a shame. What a shame. What a shame that is. What a shame. What a shame. What a shame. What a shame. Until I saw your sandwich. Didn't eat no, I couldn't. I didn't come for the canapés, but damn, they look good. I was so happy with the Tesco value coffee. Now that shit'll never taste the same.
Baby, is there no chance I can take you far? to dance with you.
What was that you were just saying, Barry?
Yeah, let's see. It was something about...
You should, Barry. Come on. Come on.
He got bombed in Germany.
Come on. We can't come back on there all laughing. The audience will think we've been making in-jokes.
Well, you well, put us on laughing.
What about thinly sliced, double-toasted bread? One of your specialties, eh? Or what we were just listening to. Either one. Either explain.
I have one thing to say. I would like the woman from Cumbria to tell us what she thinks.
Oh, yeah? That's great. Go ahead.
Concerning what, exactly?
These crazy old men right around you right now.
I'm pretty terrified right now, but coping. I'm in my own glass box, so I'm all good.
10 to 6, everyone. That means we're leaving in 10 minutes to make way for Queer FM. All the excellent programming for the queer community in Vancouver with our buddy Heather.
Yeah, it'll be good to have her here. And of course, speaking of good programming, at 8 o'clock, it's Rhythms India, which is usually good. No, that's not true. It's always good. It's as reliable as... It's the butter chicken of radio.
At 9 o'clock, Maxwell.
Yeah, with Mondo Trasho.
And
10 o'clock, of course, your fave.
Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to backtrack way back. Okay, what we didn't talk about, Hot. What are they called? Hot Head Show. Thanks for that recommendation, Baz. So they're a Canado Anglo band.
Well, Vaughn hasn't started playing with them yet. I think he's still practicing.
I saw him on YouTube arriving in the airport being greeted by the band. Did you watch that one?
Yeah, there you go.
It's actually on there.
Yeah, I know it is. But why don't you tell them something about the band?
About the band? Well, they're on MySpace and the song was called Bummer. How's that?
Which that?
Right after that, it was the Nymphettes. I think a local band.
Good tune.
With a cover of With a Girl Like You. Who did the original of that? The Troggs? Yeah. Reg Presley? Yeah, yeah. I think written by Reg Presley. After that, 49 Cigars. This is a song on the Androgynous Amorphous album, which is called... It's got an absolutely ridiculous title. It's called something like A Monstrous Psychedelic Bubble.
And yeah.
That infiltrates your brain.
That's always nice.
It's got one of those names.
Oh, yeah, on a Sunday, you know? It's always nice to have one of those.
And then Candlewick Green, a hit from 1974, got to 24 in the charts.
Not bad. My mum used to give me half of a psychedelic bubble that gets through your brain when I used to have colic as a baby, apparently.
Right.
Yeah, it's very... That and oil of oregano both work very well.
And you'll recognize that as the Saint Etienne. I know you did, Dave. Your face lit up in memory of Sarah Cracker's Cracknells. Vocal cords wrapping themselves around that number.
And doing a great job of it. Not unlike the Jewish practice of wrapping leather straps around your arms and fingers before going up to the Wailing Wall.
I would call it it's a dusty, heavily influenced by old Dusty Springfield, don't you think?
No, I think the Jewish religion was more influenced by the need to differentiate itself from other cultures. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, Dusty Springfield.
But that's debatable.
I hope you end up in Jewish hell, my friend.
I thought you were gonna say, I hope you end up in jail, my friend. That was more interesting.
There is no hell in the
Jewish. No. So what's Jewish hell?
There's no jail in Jewish tradition either.
Jewish hell, wait a second, is when this guy goes, Abramowitz, right? He sees one room, they're all being burned and stuff. It's horrible. And then he goes to the next one. Oh, I don't want to go there. And then, so the devil says, okay, how about this one? It's, again, people being ripped apart. It's horrible. Goes to the third one, and it's just a bunch of these Jewish guys with a beautiful blonde at every table in a bar and bagels.
And he says, is this the punchline?
And so
and he goes, no, bagels.
That's it.
Boom, boom.
Started off sweethearts from childhood. She
is
And that Billy gets up my nose.
Nose him.
She tuned in to cry by the radio set. I joked in between her sobs. For a gal with a permanent headache, you sure do like twiddling them knobs. And that's when it all started, folks.
She hit him. And then she bit him. And then she struck a pose.
And that Billy gets up my
nose him. Oh, won't you heed his pleas?
Lord, make me rich and attractive. Don't make me rage.
I'm so sick of
your S.O.B. hitches. S.O.B. how they preaches. Deliver them riches. I'm hitched.
Young bloke called Esser, and we've played him before, and he actually came to Vancouver a wee while ago,
I like him.
I know he's good. It's a bit Blood-esque, maybe, but only in the sense that you could think, well, maybe Blur could do something like this.
Well, I just think it's music to drink a reassuringly expensive coffee by. An occasional reassuringly expensive. That's the occasional reassuringly expensive coffee, yeah.
It's time for us to go. 6 p.m. Time for Queer FM.
That's a shame. That's a shame.
Thanks to all of our guests.
So,
thanks for having us.
You know, listen, if you want to keep having a good time when you hear live music in a fun dive supported by CITR, then you should support the Fun Drive, which is coming up right away.
2 weeks' time will be... actually, starting on Tuesday is the CITR Fun Drive.
Yeah, so get your wallet out, get your credit card out, break everything
out. You know, like, it's begging time.